You're all very welcome back. Well, if, like me, you're still getting to grips with how to approach 2026, we have invited poet Enda Wiley to pick out six New Year poems for us to help us brace artistically for the year ahead. You are very, very welcome.
Hello there, Dermot. It's lovely to be here.
It's a nice way to kind of start the year, actually. You're going to start with an Irish poem about hope and renewal. What is it and why have you picked it?
Yeah, I am actually. And it's an absolutely beautiful poem. It's by Brendan Kennelly, and many of your listeners might love it. And if you haven't, you're in for a treat. It's called Begin. And it's a litany, really, of praise. It does acknowledge loneliness. It does acknowledge pain, but it looks to a future of great possibility. And actually, I was driving out here today and I was looking at the canal, and Brendan Kennelly himself wrote this poem after an illness, and he was often seen walking around by the canal. So that's where it's based.
Did you ever meet him?
I did indeed. Yeah. In fact, actually, he's one of the first poets I ever met when I was about 15.
Oh, wow.
I was in school and the nuns brought in this poet, and there was all big excitement, and they put him up on the stage, and it was Brendan Kennelly. And actually, he told us something very important. He said, all your experiences, even up to the age of 10, are experiences that will last you for the whole of your writing life if you want to be a poet or a writer. And actually, I used to send my poems to him, and he was very encouraging. So
it was
great buzz, you know, to be in secondary school and get the letters with the stamp, the Trinity stamp, from Professor Brendan Kennelly. But always very encouraging. He was a great poet.
And interesting that he wrote this after a difficult period for himself. It's called Begin. Will you lead out on us?
I will begin.
You will begin.
Begin. Begin again to the summoning birds, to the sight of light at the window. Begin to the roar of morning traffic all along Pembroke Road. Every beginning is a promise, born in light and dying in dark determination and exaltation of springtime, flowering the way to work. Begin to the pageant of queuing girls, the arrogant loneliness of swans in the canal, bridges linking the past and the future, old friends passing through with us still. Begin to the loneliness that cannot begin, since it perhaps is what makes us begin. Begin to wonder at unknown faces, at crying birds in the sudden rain, at branches stark in the willing sunlight, at seagulls foraging for bread, at couples sharing a sunny secret, alone together while making good. Though we live in a world that dreams of ending, that always seems about to begin, something that will never acknowledge conclusion insists that we forever begin.
The arrogant loneliness of swans.
Like, it's beautiful,
isn't it? It's just absolutely gorgeous. In contrast, and you've picked out a short, funny poem, which is about saying good riddance to the new year.
Oh yeah, that's the poem by Denis O'Driscoll. Actually, Denis O'Driscoll, I always think of him at this time of the year because he died on Christmas Eve.
Oh.
He died, yeah, sadly, on Christmas Eve 2012 at the age of only 58. And when he died, the Guardian said that he was the Irish Philip Larkin, that he could outgrump Larkin. And this is quite a really witty poem, I think, because Denis is making fun of the old year. The people are taking to the streets, they're rallying against it. And he's using the language of government and politics. It's as if the old year is kind of a civil servant that's been reprimanded. And you see, it's interesting that Denis himself was a civil servant. In fact, he went into it at the age of 16 after his parents had died, and he remained there for 40 years. So he said, you know, in the civil service, you're assigned a grade and you know your status, whereas with poetry, you never retire. You never know your grade. It will be assigned posthumously. And I think really when you hear this poem, I think the grade we're going to give Denis is a very high one.
Well, take a look. This is New Year Party by Denis O'Driscoll.
By landslide vote, we drive the old year out, unanimously pass motions of no confidence. It had been granted an entire year to fulfil its promise, only to renege on its mandate, plague the world sadistically with tribulation. The New Year's manifesto is progressive, forward-looking. Now we may turn a fresh leaf, happy that winter's recession will give way to steady growth, longer, balmier, user-friendly days. We take to the streets, rabid supporters of the New Year Party, cheering its inauguration, determined to renew its mandate annually from now on. Let the midnight countdown begin. High time the bells chimed with our boisterous rejoicing, Lent ringing endorsement to our future prospects, while last year's absolute ruler is banished, disgraced, outdated, past it, history.
It's fabulous. The use of language in it is absolutely brilliant.
Excellent, yeah.
You have another short poem kind of offering a path through the dark winter months. There has been a real sort of evolution in the, you know, the recovering wintering, you know,
yeah.
and wintering it out. But this one is focused on friendship by quite a new poet or a young poet?
Well, this is Rosemary Jenkinson, and it's her debut poetry collection, Sandy Row Riots. She's actually quite a prolific writer. She's written plays and short stories and novels. But I love this because, you know, the New Year is a time of hopefully gathering with your friends. And in this poem, they're all there and they're gathering, the three of them. It's called Wintering Out. And they're wondering about the bewilderingly dark months and what's going to happen. And it kind of, I like the fact that it goes in threes. There are three friends. Gwen goes into her garden to ground herself and plunges her hands into the black crumbling earth that feels so different from the summer soil, but even so gives her hope. Sean says that nights in the company of friends like us is the answer, raising his glass of red wine as bright as his bloodstream on high. And I, all I ask for is someone who marvels at my body in the winter light, touching my skin like they are touching a work of art, touching me like I'm summer.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Is that her first poetry collection?
This is her first poetry collection, yeah.
Wow.
I think it's really beautiful. There's an unfurling at the end of that poem, isn't there?
Yeah.
And the word summer, because really since the solstice, let's face it, we've all been bursting for light, haven't we? And the coming of summer.
And the grand stretch.
That's right, yeah.
There are accounts sort of dedicated to tracking
how
the stretch gets grander.
That's right.
You've also chosen a brief poem from World War One, and I suppose, you know, when you think back to those times, you know, probably nothing compares with the trenches of 1914. But my goodness, look at all the news we've been dealing with.
Exactly.
Just even in the last hour, and people do struggle. They are struggling.
They are struggling. So they're struggling. And what I love about this poem, it's very short. It's called Thaw. Is that Edward Thomas, the poet, is saying, yes, there have been difficulties, but there will come a thaw. So in just four lines, he says, over the land freckled with snow half thawed, the speculating rooks at their nests cawed, and saw from elm tops, delicate as flowers of grass, what we below could not see, winter pass.
And of course, some of the greatest poetry came out of
of
those conflicts.
Yeah.
But
I love as well that it's very short, but it's so beautiful. And as a poet, I love to read it out loud as well, because there's beautiful sounds there, the thawed, the cawed, the grass, the pass.
And I think lyricism.
It's beautiful. Yeah. I think reading poems out loud in the new year is a great thing to do, because it kind of banishes the winter blues, you know, the January blues. So that's a poem that I love to read out loud.
Yeah, I was delighted to see that for your next selection, you have chosen one of the greatest poets of the 20th century, which is a very famous poem marking this time of year. I have to say, it's one of my all-time favourite poems and poets. We wouldn't have time for you to read out the full title here, but you wanted to read the opening of The Journey of the Magi by T.S. Eliot. Speak to us about that poem.
I mean, well, I suppose I was thinking of the Epiphany, and I was thinking of, you know, we will be celebrating it on the 6th of January. In Spain, it's Los Reyes here, it's Nolig Naman. If you think about this poem, it was written nearly 100 years ago, but it still has a fresh mystery to it. The journey of the Magi, the kings are coming to find the Christ child. The journey is arduous, it's hard, it's tough. And that's what I love about the way Eliot is coming in slant there. And he was actually inspired to write this poem by a 17th century Anglican bishop who had made a speech on Christmas Day to King James. And he said, a cold coming they had of it this time of the year. And I love that poets are magpies and they find, you know, ideas from other sources. You might call it stealing, but I think in this case, Eliot has transformed it into this. Illuminating is a good word, outstanding poem. And it is a dramatic monologue, so it is a poem to read out loud. A cold coming we had of it, just the worst time of the year for a journey, and such a long journey, the ways deep and the weather sharp, the very dead of winter, and the camels galled, sore-footed, refractory, lying down in the melting snow. And it goes on and on and on. And in the end, we realise that the kings are transformed by what they discover, and they are changed. And in a way, we are changed as well.
I was saying, when you read the collection in full from Eliot, and you nearly just sit down with a big cup of tea. It's not a light kind of read. You just sort of sit and contemplate with it. Appropriately, we are going to finish with a blessing and for the year to come. And it's a poem for the new year by one of Ireland's finest poets.
Again, yeah, another sadly missed poet. The poet Michael Hartnett has written this beautiful gift poem. It's called Gift. And I thought it would be nice to end as a blessing for the new year. Gift. Whom I ask for no gift, whom I ask for all things. This is the morning, night is gone. A dawn comes up in birds and sounds of the city. There will be light to live by, things to see. My eyes will lift to where the sun in vermilion sits, and I will have love and have pity.
It's beautiful. And poet Enda Wiley, thank you very, very much.
Thank
for
you
that.
Very much.
Much welcome and thoughtful introduction to 26. So thank you, and a happy new year to you.